Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 4, continued, part 2. We are the gravediggers, the light relief. Yorick and what's his name are gods. Go up to Mount St. Lawrence, where uncle's still asleep in a double poster, and you can't hear yourself for the dead beneath their crosses. We ferried across from Tarbert, carried out, you may say, swapped the intelligence of mountains for salt on bog. Dearest Dorothy, where would I be without you? Aloft, while on thy bed we lay, those cute whores flashed on the leeward eye that is the piss of solitude. Did you get that down in notes? Will you be able to reproduce me? Wordsworth, a dream, the sister of mercy, crossing the Mersey into Hades. I'm with Dante on this, Cratlow Woods before me, dullest night moles about. The rumour is Lenehan stalks the copse, and when he's exhausted by the civility of servants, he assignates with Daniel O'Connell's ghost, the bold O'Donoghue, who brought the good news from Brewery to Ennis via Killarney, where he swam in ladies' view, built a Taj Mahal to red rum, Arkell, and the boy racer that twittered from Kerry to say he met a monk in a beehive who smelled honest. I wouldn't be believing such a claim before a 360-degree appraisal by the people. We have to stop him. We can't ignore him. Jesus, will you fuck off? Haven't we the dogs into MacWilliams? This fucker small fry. I'm telling you what must be done. This is not a chat about it. Drumcondra says we're to get on. His precise words were, who will rid me of this carbuncle before I carbuncle him? Fuck it, I'm only joking, boss. Go to the farm gate. Sit under the poems on the wall where you have full view of Minahan's eye. You should be able to hit him from there. Under which fucking poem? You'll find it best under the Heaney. You wouldn't know where to look if I told you Perch by a Cork poet. You watch him now. I need you familiar with his habits. Follow him to the toilet if you have to. I don't give a tinker's for how you ready yourself. There's one gathering you can be sure there are no fools. One fireside, one hearth, one circle. All who sit in that ceremony there, they know what it's like to be a fool, to hold inside the pain that breaks the spirit into pieces. They felt their reason go, their minds abandoned, but it's a secret society, wearers of the stigmata. Perhaps it's not so much blood they secrete as soul juice. At one time or another, all who gather here have been dead to pleasure, blind to beauty, vacant to expression, wished to wake up in a calmer grave. This is the house of aware, where the only help you'll find is locked out until you open a chink of light. Winter tears, rain, whatever weather. I went out to the hazel wood, hooked to berry to a thread. Myself was divided. End of Canto 4.